You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909, hour number one. We'll start this program with Roger Reynolds, The Vanity of Words, and a piece for baritone voice and computer called The Vanity of Words, Voice Space 5. Using F.R. Moore's program Space, Roger Reynolds developed this distinctive piece for a setting of Milan Kundera's novel, an extract from his novel, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, as performed by the baritone Philip Larson. So that will run 20 minutes. This is a 1986 composition on the 1992 Numa Records release. Roger Reynolds, featuring three selections, Personae, The Vanity of Words, and Variations.
Anyone whose goal goes for something to some spec must, I think, live. No, something else.
Of the emptiness
against
the desire
it here to fall.
Us themselves below
which
the voice
terrifies falling.
He different the fear vertigo is
sounds.
He considered music a little worse. Old to step out into the world and make
lonely
sin from the door of his body.
The
life of the dust brary and over intro and as allowed his son from liberating for
friends.
Anyone's goal is always something must take doubt suffer. Anyone who's going
what to be different
because fear must other than the suffer fear of falling and terrible
it is
to go
we
against and lures us other than the
terrified
fear of falling
it is
against which
the desires us
to fall
desire
it
to
it is
fall.
The voice of
which
the emptiness below us.
The voice of the emptiness below us, which tempts and lures.
No, vertigo is something. No, vertigo is something.
Vertigo.
What
vertigo
is
vertigo?
Expect to something.
Expect to
something higher.
Something.
One who's old.
One who.
Anyone whose goal is something higher.
must expect to suffer vertigo. What is vertigo? Fear of falling? No, vertigo is something other than the fear of falling. It is the voice of the emptiness below us which tempts and lures us. It is the desire to fall, against which, terrified, we defend ourselves. Can proximity cause vertigo? It can. When the North Pole comes so close as to touch the South Pole, the Earth disappears, and man finds himself in a void that makes his head spin and beckons him to fall. We might call vertigo the intoxication of the weak. Aware of his weakness, a man decides to give in rather than to stand up to it. He is drunk with weakness, wishes to grow even weaker, wishes to fall down in front of everybody, wishes to be down, lower than down.
Necessity. No. Tucci. Formulas. Necessity. Necessity. No. Formulas. Fail. Magic. No. Chance. Left. Fail. Magic. Nose. Left. Chance. Magic. Nose. Chance.
Anyone suffer? Anyone goes? Vertigo.
Music. Was the game was the best. Lecture and conscious sentiment warmth for his life. He had done nothing but feel warmth for Christ. Lecture and sense I can conformly feel Christ that all his life if he had done sense nothing can talk. Lecture light. Suddenly he realized that all his right life if he had done nothing but not suddenly had done he might feel his life that all
Simpson back and Ben for his head makes this up to fun Zim and then Ed's man makes it and Simpson elf in voice this hold him there and dead spear it makes it at in a voice and finds himself in the north will come follow second touch spin with pole makes his there this in of ears finds himself and man who fall went back and pole's head's close. That touch the inner void pole finds himself the earth and man disappears. Oh, fall beckons his heads when the maid all comes himself and says to touch and man finds the south pole. The earth disappears.
All
but he calls beckons him his heads it can void finds himself north pole come and man close says to touch appears the south pole.
He considered music a liberating force. It liberated him from loneliness, introvert, the dust of the library. It opened the door of his body and allowed his soul to step out into the friends.
We might call vertigo.
Music at dinner.
The mute intoxication of the weak. Is weak.
sentences.
Right.
Search music for formulations
them.
And
he is drunk. Lower with weak
man. Golf once and for all, the pain, the futility, the vanity of
more precise,
their meanings
be down,
their content lost.
Wishes to grow.
Return window rattling din.
Even weaker
wishes.
Ash, chaff, dust, sand.
Music. Absolute sound. A pleasant and happy, all-encompassing, overpowering.
Front of everybody.
Prowling through his brain.
Wishes.
At that moment, vaguely, but with all his might, was un...
Oh. It...
They were his insomnia. Illness and what he
fall
yearned tearing at his head bound
them to stand
sentences
and decides to give in.
Had done nothing but talk.
Gnus.
It drowns out words.
Aware of it.
And suddenly he realized that all his life
he
and said to himself, noise has one advantage. He recalled
music.
The noisy mute world and make for
the anti-word.
He considered music a liberating force.
It liberated him from loneliness, introversion, the dust of the library. It opened the door of his body and allowed his soul to step out into the world and make friends. She discovered that the transformation of music into noise was a planetary process by which mankind was entering the historical phase of total ugliness. The total ugliness to come had made itself felt first as omnipresent acoustical ugliness. Cars, motorcycles, electric guitars, drills, loudspeakers, sirens. The omnipresence of visual ugliness would soon follow. He recalled the noisy music at dinner and said to himself, noise has one advantage. It drowns out words. And suddenly he realized that all his life he had done nothing but talk, write, lecture, concoct sentences,
Search for formulations and amend them.
So in the end, no words were precise. Their meanings were obliterated, their content lost. They turned into trash, chaff, dust, sand. Prowling through his brain, tearing at his head, they were his insomnia, his illness. And what he yearned for at that moment, vaguely but with all his might, was unbounded music, absolute sound. A pleasant and happy, all-encompassing, overpowering, window-rattling din to engulf once and for all the pain, the futility, the vanity of words. Music was the negation of sentences. Music was the anti-word. It was quieter than anywhere she could remember. The only sound was the parade music echoing in the distance. It was as though she had found refuge inside a shell. And the only sound she could hear was the sea on an inimical world.
It then down lower, then down, lower, be down, to be down, down, the wishes to be, sound wishes to be. Wishes, wish, music, lower, 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 they were distance. Everybody, then down, of everybody, then down, front of everybody, was down, in front of everybody, everybody, though everybody, front of everybody, front of every, in front of, in front. Would in f- wish refuge wishes wishes to no. Wishes to inside. Be down. To be down to be down all down be down fall be down. Founders to fall down wishes to fall wishes to f- she wishes all wishes wish as low she it lower lower or the day. Then here, then ker, echoing, then down, weaker, and down, weaker, down, even weak, down, even weak, is weakness, aware, huck, only the suffocation of the wits to give in tongue rather than, and stand up, vertigo, where sheet might call, is weakness, aware, was, a mech, world, deception of the maids to intoxicate,
and what I is ill for at that moment, were his insanely, but with all head, might was unraised, weak awareness, music, fouling through absolute,
and the weak sensation to intoxicate,
pleasant and happy, all in comfort,
to
step,
but we go to it, all vertigo, call, we must weakness, house,
for all the pain,
amen,
the futility,
son of a, the case to
give
in the we might lose goals, go one hole, anyone will come, something.
All time encompassing his empowering, they wind rattling their in a frame. To engulf his once and for all, pain, the future states, the vanity of his words, pleasant and happy, all sound encompassing, over outfitting, wind goes rattling the day, but not to put it all at once and for all,
some sounds. Don't take through
the streams of it.
It was
necessity.
It was
everything. Only has a message. Speak to us. Necessity occur. Everything.
It was
cheated.
Then chat.
Where she wanted to.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909, hour number one. And we just started with Roger Reynolds' The Vanity of Words. That was performed by Philip Larson, who was the baritone voice used in this piece for computer music, specifically F.R. Moore's program Space. The text comes from Milan Kundera's novel, The Unbearable Lightness of Being. The text is in three sections, according to Reynolds, read in, quote, a distinctive manner, aspirate, deeply intoned, and declamatory. That was realized at Studio A, University of California, San Diego. This appears on the CD Personae, The Vanity of Words and Variations, three selections by Roger Reynolds from Numa Records. The violinist Janos Negyeshi appears on the other two compositions on Roger Reynolds' CD Personae and The Variations. We didn't hear the late Janos Negyeshi on The Vanity of Words, but we'll hear him now. Here he'll perform with the much younger violinist, Heikki Nichter, Finnish violinist. We'll hear a piece called Flexure by Robert Scott Thompson. This comes from CD Janos Negyeshi and Heikki Nichter, works for two violins on Au Courant Records. This was recorded at Warren Studios, once again at the University of California, San Diego, in 1999. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909, hour number one. We'll continue after Janos Negyeshi and Heikki Nichter, the Flexure composition by Robert Scott Thompson. We'll hear John Rose, selections from the Hyperstring Project, Chug-a-Lug and Hitting the Wall at 100 miles an hour, and John Oswald, selections from Plexure, as opposed to Flexure. Plexure, we'll hear a couple of Plunderphonic selections, Zoom and Cypher, from the Plexure CD released on Avant in 1993. First is Robert Scott Thompson's Flexure, performed by Janos Negyeshi and Heikki Nichter. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909. The Martian Gardens playlist is martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909, hour number one. We just heard from John Oswald and selections from his album Plexure from 1993. We started with Janos Nigeshi and Paviki Nichter performing on the CD Works for Two Violins. That was Robert Scott Thompson's composition Plexure. That was, again, Works for Two Violins, dedications to Janos Nigeshi and Paviki Nichter, violin duo. Janos Nigeshi is no longer with us. He died a couple of years ago. Paviki Nichter should still be around somewhere. That was a CD from Okorant Records, Robert Scott Thompson's label, released in 2000. Music recorded at Warren Studios at the University of California, San Diego. We followed that with John Rose, the Australian violinist and composer. Selections from his CD, The Hyperstring Project. We heard Chug-a-Lug and then Hitting the Wall at 100 miles an hour. That comes from the Hyperstring Project New Dynamic of Rogue Counterpoint, released on RER Megacorp in 1999. Music for Interactive Bow, MIDI Bow, and other bells and whistles that go along with John Rose's style of processed violin. The Canadian composer John Oswald developed a system of reappropriating pre-recorded sound for his own purposes that he called Plunder Phonics. This method is used on his CD Plexure from the Avant label, released in 1993, music realized at his Mystery Lab in Toronto in the early 90s. We heard two selections, Zoom and Cypher. We will continue now on Martian Gardens with music from Ross Feller and Salvatore Martirano. From Ross Feller, we'll hear a piece called Retracing. This comes from his CD X Winds on Innova Recordings. This is music for violin and electroacoustic sound performed by Dorothy Martirano, violin, who is the widow of one of Ross Feller's professors from the University of Illinois Champaign, Salvatore Martirano. And we'll end with Salvatore Martirano's Electronic Dance Number 1. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909, hour number 1.
Thank you. Thank you.